It is the Tuesday night of August 23rd, and I am Michael, your chief mood officer here in the lab. Another beautiful night. Hope you're having a beautiful night, a beautiful morning, start of your Wednesday, because Night Eagles, it is Tuesday night. Glad to be here with you on an eventful night. Hope you are doing okay right where you are at. And if you are traveling here in the States, be careful. Head down south. You got a lot of rain in Texas. I mentioned Texas because they have the podcast Movement 2022 going on, and actually it's ending up. First night kicked off with all the newbies coming in, and then the trade show, the conferences begin first thing tomorrow morning. So if you're a podcaster or an influencer, you can still make your way down to Dallas and get involved with a whole bunch of networking, a whole bunch of learning, and placing your podcast in the room amongst a whole bunch of collaborators. So that's what's going on there. And all the Night Eagles around this one world that we all share, I want to send a special hello out to you. Make sure I got the need here. And getting comfortable tonight, and the expectations is that you're getting comfortable too. There we go. New atmosphere for you. A little mixing up tonight to help you get comfortable. Hope you had a productive day. And if you've had a productive day and you're waiting to unwind, you're just in time. Got a little bit to go before I step into relaxation. 2 hours of the show tonight. I'm here with you all week long on the flagship show. And don't forget, Night Eagles, we have 3 perches that are preparing for your seat, your VIP seat, whether you are at the Utopian perch, the Arbitrator perch, or the Petitioner's perch. They're available to you. Hello to all the newbies listening to the show, whether you have been invited to listen to the show tonight or found your way here because of the tags on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thank you for being here. Special message for you. Start off with you guys in a little bit here, but I want to kind of go around the Airy. Now, the Airy is known as the nest for all the eagles, and in the nest of night moods, there's this lab, and I'm in the captain's chair. And the VIP seat I talk about, well, that's one of the 3 perches where you're listening to the show from tonight. Whether you're at the Utopian perch, the Arbitrator perch, or the Petitioner perch, that's your VIP seat. And so you could be driving, listening to the show. Pay attention to the road. Hopefully you get to your destination in one piece, safe and sound. And you could be working, listening to the show. Just multitask. Don't get in trouble. I'll do my best not to lull you to sleep, because we know this type of relaxation easily puts people to sleep. But back to the new eagle, listening to the show for the very first time. This is your moment. Nothing weird here inside Night Moods. I just help everyone with some positivity into the mindset, state of mind. And at the same time, I get to help each and every one participate in activating in the measure of faith that God has given to him. So this show is a ministry mission field in 17 nations where we have Night Eagles listening to the show, and you happen to find and been led here. And if you've been led here, this is the Holy Spirit. You're at the crossroads of life, as I say, and the Holy Spirit's pricking your heart, massaging your heart. At the same time, he's convincing, persuading, and simply convicting your mind. And so what that means for you is change is here. And you have an opportunity by faith with your heart, not with your mind, to step into change. But first you must repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this powerful kingdom, this awesome kingdom, this blessed vastness of Father's kingdom? Well, this is your engagement. But you must repent. You must turn from the errors of your ways. And we all have come to this crossroads. And this is one of the better choices that you're going to make in your lifetime, actually. And I want to say one of the top three choices that you're going to make. Outside of family and children, this right here, this is the one. And so when you repent during this show, and it will bless the show if you come into the kingdom of heaven through salvation and your born-again experience, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it would be a blessing to realize that this show was being used on high levels to draw brothers and sisters from around this one world, to draw them into this moment. And this moment is where you change your countenance, change your position unto Jesus, turn from that former life, ask for forgiveness, tell your Father you are sorry, you believe in him, you believe that he sent his Son who died for you, who was raised and lives forevermore, and you will become saved from the kingdom of darkness, transferred into Father's awesome, most blessed kingdom. There is no other kingdom like Father's kingdom. Not even remotely close, by the way. But see, this is what happens to you. You get to be transferred into Father's kingdom, and during that transfer, there's this spiritual transaction that occurs, and you are infilled with the Holy Spirit into your heart. Just like that. And then the journey of lifetime begins. You get to learn what it is to be a son, not to religion, not to idols, but a son who has access and proximity to your Heavenly Father. So you get to learn all over again. So that's what you're here for. And all I ask is that you just participate when we step into the secret place. There's just going to be some small breathing exercise I'm going to help you all. And see, the rest of the Night Eagles do this every night. And this is known as the Oasis and the Lighthouse. And this is for the purpose of everyone who's out there in the desert of life. And you hear the atmosphere, which is the music in the background, ministering to the body, the soul, and the mind. And it's such as the same way for everyone who's out there in the sea of life. No matter what time of day, what season of the year, you may feel like you have been left to die, left to your own devices, but see, yet there's something better waiting for you. And now you get to cross this bridge. Come on to the shore. The doors are open, the windows are open, and you are welcomed inside the lab with myself and just a few of the rest of the Night Eagles from around this one world that we share. And you get to handle your business with your relationship. You get to be recharged, re-strengthened. Renewal comes to everyone who steps into the secret place. And speaking about the secret place, it is foundationed on Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Well, we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. But let me get after this, because it's kind of interesting to be here and not be thrown off. And so we have intercessors right now in the war room, and we need more intercessors, young and old, who have been conditioned by the Holy Spirit how to intercede, petition on behalf of an organization, the body in Christ, as an extra layer of spiritual covering. So if that is you, we are in need of serious prayer warriors who can come to the second perch, that's the arbitrator perch, and find your place and be in petition and interceding throughout your evening, throughout your afternoon, as you are led. We'd love for you to get a hold of us. Simply email us to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, or you can simply connect with us on our Discord. Create an account. Because we have three perches on our server, a brand new server for the community of Night Moods HQ. And this server is going to help expand Father's kingdom. Already right now, we're being heard and listened to in 17 nations, 17 different countries. And so this channel, the Arbitrator channel, that is a private channel for all of our intercessors, and we want you to connect with us so we can give you strategies and help you know where we are at and why we are calling forth all the prayer warriors who are serious about their intentions and intercession. And while I'm sitting here thinking about this, every one of the Night Eagles, every one of you, from all around this one world, and special hello to Japan and South Korea. You Night Eagles rock. Our Canadian Eagles saying a special hello to you. Our American Eagles, our Peruvian, our Mexican Eagles, our UK Eagles, our Russian and even Bulgarian Eagles. Hello to you all. This is Night Moves, everybody. I wanted to get right into it because there's so much going on. You know, it's why wait, right? This is the place, the most safest space on radio. You're hearing the effects of the atmosphere in your ear set. And this is purpose so that you get ministered to in the realm of the spirit. And you don't have to be right here inside the lab with me. You are right where you're at, and where you are at is where the faith of God is at. And albeit that we are connected through the internet here. And so I'm going to let the atmosphere do what the atmosphere does. And this is what I call your moment on relaxation side, in the relaxation side. And you can just chill out. You can come relax. You can come and enter into the presence of our Heavenly Father as well. And this secret place inside the lab here is the space where you can enter and release all that is engaging, surrounding, and conflicting you. And here, every one of you have what we call your permissions. First one is to be selfish. You have permission to be selfish, not even having to think about anybody else except for yourself. And that is okay here. Selfishness here is good because then you are focused in your pursuit as a daughter and a son. Second permission is you have permission to be alone. And it's okay to be alone. It's okay to be selfish here in the presence of our Heavenly Father and kingdom. And with as many other Night Eagles who are listening to the show at this moment, the third permission is that, Eagles, you can express your emotions and present the fourth one, the presentation. You're presenting yourself in the secret place with the rest of us. And all I ask as you step in that you just participate. Faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. And we are encouraging you to participate. The show won't let you down by no means. And when you step in and do the work, you get recharged. And that's the beauty of this secret place. When you come out, you are restored, filled up spiritually, and possibly filled up mentally and naturally. And so I talked about that VIP seat tied to the perch. And that VIP seat is also your identification marker to who you are, whether you are man or woman. Young and old, that is your seat here inside the lab, and you have what you have. And you can bring everything you need to bring in that seat with you because that's yours. You have ownership with that seat. And that seat enables you to listen in, participate, and get reconnected with yourself in your own reality with Heavenly Father. That's called it our spirituality. And as you get comfortable, maybe you're here to praise Jesus. Maybe you're here to worship Heavenly Father or to give thanks to Yeshua, or give thanks to the Holy Spirit. spirit for that matter. This happens all in the secret place. And so we have a lot of room. And everyone is invited who is serious about their relationship or who is even serious about entering and submitting and ascribing themselves to a relationship and building off of that relationship. And so that happens inside the lab. And we'll be, like I said, in a little bit, we'll be going inside there. And whether it's here in the lab or in the secret place or right there in your VIP seat, doesn't matter where we are at. Well, again, we're all together. You will not ever on this show and on the radio station hear me talk about religious theology. I won't be teaching it. I won't be looking to influencing you with it. Part of my purpose is to help educate whosoever will be open to the kingdom of heaven and to help educate you to engage, encounter, and experience and execute yourself as a daughter or a son to your Heavenly Father. And if I can just do that, then you're in an important position. And this is one of three attributes. And tonight is an intentional night. All of August is extremely intentional. You're important, one of three attributes. I'll be talking about it in length and distinguishing from each other. But your importance is due to everything Jesus Christ did for all of us. And when he came, he returned the kingdom of heaven to the earth realm, the same kingdom which Adam lost in Genesis chapter one. And in returning Father's heavenly kingdom to the earth realm, Father opened the door for the rest of the Gentiles to step in, abide in Father's heavenly kingdom. And so this is why you're important, because you have been redeemed. As I was talking to the new Eagles listening to the show tonight, you have been given this massive opportunity. This is what this opportunity means to you. You've been saved out of the kingdom of darkness. You've been transferred into Father's heavenly kingdom. So one inferior kingdom you were snatched up out of. And Yeshua, in his mercy and his grace, placed us into our Heavenly Father's kingdom. So that transfer from an inferior kingdom to a superior kingdom, there was the kingdom transaction, because this kingdom of heaven is about trading. And so Jesus completes the trade, and he has to put a down payment on the transaction, did that in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit completes the transaction. And this is why you're important. And if I'm doing my job right, especially on this Tuesday night, here to help every one of you relax, reset, and rest in God so that he, along with the presence of his kingdom, in the secret place, can do heart surgery while Jesus does mind surgery. And he can equip and prepare all of you to re-enter back into your pathway towards your destination. This is what Night Moots is about each and every night. We are the oasis and the lighthouse for those in the darkness of night, in the desert of life. And so here we are, new atmosphere, you're getting yourself situated, and I am poop tired tonight. Just to let you know, I'm tired tonight. And if you're tired, we're going to join together, and we're going to draw strength out of from each other. So we got some work to handle tonight. How many of you have a level of stress in your life that you want to trade with Jesus? How many of you want some relief from the stress connected to your situation, your circumstances, or a crisis in this moment? And how many of you desire that heart surgery in the safe space Well, that's going to go down here in the secret place. We got some time here. You guys, get yourself together, get your Bibles. When we come back, we're going to open up officially the Eagle Entry Purchase for you to come in. This is one of the best shows on radio. It's called Night Moods. I'm Michael, your Chief Mood Officer. Our next destination tonight, Inside Relaxation, is, that's right, you guessed it, the secret place. See you after a minute.
can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1 Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to Experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time. So enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. You're listening to Night Moods HDQ. It's time to get into the lab. Hope you guys heard me. It was a hot mic, and I had a wolf spider here in the lab, and we bombed this lab. And I don't like spiders, period, but he thought he was on the sanctuary wall right behind me. It's actually the Matthews wall, but we got him. Struck him dead, I tell you. Once you've been bit by a spider, you never want to go through that scenario again. So you heard a little bit of extra music here on the show tonight. All is well. I had a hot mic, had to get the mic off because I was getting ready to go through the roof, you know. Okay, composure's back. You're here inside Night Moods. I am Michael, your chief mood officer, free, liberated from the wolf spider that was on the wall right behind me. Back to your normal scheduled program. Are you guys ready? Thank you, Jill, for helping. I was calling for Mayday. It was going work. It was just nuts. And like I said, I don't do spiders well at all, period. When you've been bit and you have to make that trip to the hospital, it's never fun. So, okay, we're back here. It is time for relaxation to get real serious about getting some separation and relief from stress that's connected to your situation, your circumstances, and if you deal with the crisis, and yes, I got my head on a swivel now. You know, once there's one spider, there's more spiders, right? I'm going to have to really go in on all the bombing materials. And by the way, before we get into the secret place, are any of you out there have a great reverence for these hairy, eight-legged little creatures that bite? Am I the only one? Well, you know, if you're out there too, let's talk about it after the relaxation. I got to bring my stress level down because I was had to go to mute, had to go to commercials, I had to do all the stuff, you know? It's like, man, get rid of these spiders. It's crazy. So here we go. We have three perches for all the eagles around this one world that we share. And every night we open up the eagle perches, and that is known as the eyrie. Did you know that the eyrie is where the eagles nest? And the eaglets are in the nest. And so we're going to head in. The secret place is prepared for our entry. But first, we have some VIP perches. Now, there are one of three perches that you can place yourself. And the first one is for what we used to call our stargazers. It's now the utopian perch. And this perch is perfectly situated right for you. You can go to your window, sit on the perch, look up at the stars, look up at the day sky, and you can ponder about your dreams, your goals for 2022 as we get ready to head into the fall within a month. That's right. Summer's closing down. Getting ready to switch into the next season, And so this is a utopian post, the utopian perch, excuse me. And it's there for your gaze. And this is the intentionality month. It's new beginnings. And you should be closer to your dreams than you were last night. And each and every night that we're here with you, we want to encourage you to evaluate at the utopian perch to get closer to your dreams. And while you're thinking about your dreams there, you can also get situated if you are an intercessor. We want you to connect with us. We'd love to have you on board as our war eagles. And so that is the second perch. My wife's in the war room interceding as I speak right now. I had to yell for her to come into the lab for my 911 emergency. So she is back into her perch. And so we want you to connect with us, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. If you are a prayer warrior and you know how to get down the business of intercession, you know, we have a lot of coverage, a lot of air, a lot of territory to cover. So don't be afraid. And we're making the call to action. So you can join us right now at the Arbitrator's Perch. The last perch is for the petitioners. These are the relationship builders. These are those who simply want to draw close to Heavenly Father and draw close to Jesus. Now, these perches are interchangeable. You can actually move around, so you're not like just stuck to a perch. But what I do know is our intercessors, we need you in that perch. It's like a watch person on the wall who has a gate to watch. And we want you to stay and maintain your post as an intercessor. But all of these perches, the nest, the Aerie, and that's A-E-R-I-E, the Aerie, this is your VIP seat. So as we get ready to step in, there are four walls that surround the seeker place, and we simply do what Jesus did and get the results that he promised us. And the best example to this is in John chapter 17. Now, you hear me talk about this from time to time. And it's serious because Abba Father is everywhere at every time, and there's not a place that he's never in. And when you read and study and meditate in John 17, you're going to learn something really special about what happens. Jesus goes into the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he has his elect disciples with him, and those are those who have his back, right? Those elect disciples, he gives them instructions of what to do so that he can go in comfortably, relaxed, as best as he could, because you have to understand, he is actually on his way knowing he's going to be crucified. And he's known of crucifixion because in that time, in that generation, those who were against the Roman army were being crucified. So Jesus was not the first one to be crucified. He was one of hundreds, if not thousands. But what made him so special? He's the Father's Son. And not that he was just the Father's Son, because that is in itself all you need to understand. But his crucifixion took care of your sins and your transgressions. And so that intimate moment is what we're going to step into. And so he went away to the other side in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he met with Abba Father right there and had a natural to spiritual connection. He stepped into a gate and lifted his head up. Psalms 24 occurred. And then you have the understanding of John chapter 17. You can insert Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. That is his prayer in John 17. And so all I ask is that you come expectant to receive information for yourself, a revelation for yourself, maybe a promise, maybe a warning. Some of you may need a warning to get out of the pathway, the direction that you're going. And you may need to go a different direction. See, this is this moment that you're going to step into. And it happens in the secret place. And also in the secret place, there's heart surgery that happens. It's known as supernatural, miraculous heart surgery that Father does. And Yeshua, he does the supernatural, miraculous brain surgery. And so it's going into a full-service car wash and getting an overhaul. Mind, body, and soul get delivered, possibly healed, and yes, be familiar to spirits who come to render to the heirs of salvation. Now, if you will confess Jesus, you are saved and born again, then you are a co-heir with Christ Jesus, and you happen to have a seat in heavenly places with him. And so there are special hosts of God who come to serve you. And so though they may come and manifest in your environment, in your atmosphere, so do not be alarmed. This is normal business in Father's kingdom of heaven. And so as we get ready to step in, I do this all the time now. It is now a habit for me to have you stand up. And as you stand up, I want you to look right before your feet, and I want you to place a line into the ground, into the carpet, into the floor, and then look at the line and understand that the spirit of dignity can't step across into the presence of Father. The spirit of apprehension cannot step across into the presence of Abba Father. The spirit of fear, the spirit of pride, and the spirit of apprehension. None of these wicked, manipulating spirits can step in, because you have to step in who you are, your freedom. 100% you stepping in with your heart, because heart surgery does happen, and then brain surgery happens. So these little evil, familiar spirits can't go. So we tell them, you can go back to hell, or you have to stand outside the gate of night boots. And hopefully, when you come out of the secret place and get back into your pathway, you bypass them, rebuke them, and you keep it moving. And if perhaps you want to pick them up for some of you Night Eagles, I don't know why you would do that, but that's up to you. You can do that, but they can't go in the secret place. And so this line sitting right in front of you is an important line, because we're going to step across. Are you ready? Well, go ahead and step across. You're stepping across by faith, and when you step in, we're going to be in the secret place here. And there's four walls that surround everyone, and we have enough room, so don't swallow each other. We have a lot of space. VIP seats, there's three perches for you to sit back down in. Four walls surround you, and these walls speak to every problem that every one of us is possibly dealing with. Now, we're going to get some relief and separation from stress and burden that's going to happen right here in a secret place. So there may be healing. There may be miracles that happen. Bless the Lord and bless the Father, and that's fine. And I want you to expect that, too. But I want you to expect to give something to yourself here, because the kingdom of heaven is about the trade. And so you're going to hear the shofar blowing. And that's normal. And it's going to get really interesting for some of you. Some of you are going to get emotional. Some of you are going to get more personal than you have ever been. And honesty is going to pour out of you like a river. And that's what you want to have happen, because there you go. Faith without the corresponding works is dead faith, sitting here in the secret place on this Tuesday night. And Father knows every one of our thoughts before we ever speak them out of our mouth. Now, the four walls that surround you, and yes, there are four walls that surround you spiritually. This is the most safest space on radio by chance that I know of, the most safest. And you can be authentic here. You can be vulnerable here. And male Night Eagles, guys, it's okay. Stop suppressing your emotions. Let it ride. If you need to let it ride, it is healthy. Father knows everything you're dealing with in the first place. So you can't hide that in your soul closet. And we're going to deal with the soul closet. So guess what's going to happen? Four walls surround you. One is the foundation, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Pay attention to what is written on the walls, minus that crunch spider that's on the floor. I know, right? I could not allow him to get out of here. He had to be sacrificed. Four walls surround you guys. Here in the secret place, the first wall is also known as the foundation, is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Now, this is in first person because we want you to really get impacted by what Jesus has to say, how he says what he has to say, and who he's saying it about and who he is saying it to. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in the secret place. And your Heavenly Father who sees in the secret place will reward you. This is why I say I need you all to participate with just the breathing exercises. It's going to help you calm the body down, surrender the mind. Five breathing exercises, and I'll count you down from five until one. You'll take a slow inhale, slow exhale. Give you about 30 seconds to do so. Breathing in the breath of life and notice what Jesus says. Whenever you pray to Father, enter into your secret place. Now, make sure you shut the door behind you because you don't want to let anything in that's not supposed to be in. See, that's your responsibility. And pray to your Heavenly Father who is in the secret place. He is in this moment. And our Father who is in this moment, also sees in this moment, and he has a reward. This is why I want you to participate, because there could be a release, a dispense, a delivery, a download of a reward from Father to you. Now do you want to participate? Because you know there's a reward here. Remember, he's doing heart surgery too. The wall behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. This is the apex wall, the trading wall. Pay attention to what Jesus has to say here. He says to you, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, we're going to go deeper here on this wall because this is the trading wall. This has everything to do with your stress and your burdens. So this is the soul closet wall. We're going to open up the soul closet. We're going to go into the depths of the soul closet. And we're going to empty out the soul closet tonight. The wall over here to the right. Now, if you're dealing with a legal matter in the earth realm, and you have a judge who you just don't believe is going to rule on your behalf, and you may be the plaintiff, which is awesome, or you may be the defendant, which is a good thing, because you have a Supreme Court. I know I said it's a good thing because I've been a defendant and I watched Father rule in a setting and blew me away. The case thrown out, dismissed. I'm telling you, I got testimonies upon testimonies. But if you're dealing with a legal matter, I want you to pay attention to this wall. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 4 through 8. This is the widow and the unjust judge. That narrative, that historical situation, and this widow was wearing out this judge who didn't like the widow, who probably only liked his salary in that day. But in this setting, in this record, pay attention to what Jesus has to say in verse 7 and verse 8. To you, he says this, and will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who are crying out to him day and night? And will my Father delay toward you? He is asking a very poignant question that you must provide an answer to, and it's a win-win, by the way. You daughter and a son who's come to the Supreme Court crying day and night, won't Father delay in ruling with your asking for justice, asking for relief from your adversary? Stay to the faith. He will not delay. Stay to the faith. He will not delay. The final wall, the left wall over here, to your left, that's the Holy Spirit wall. This is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. If you're up against a natural deadline that you need to go before our heavenly King, if you need help, listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. Now, you're going to need some boldness. You're going to need to be plain. You're going to need to just step with courage. Pay attention to this wall. This speaks to you. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Four walls surround you, one foundation. Do you understand now why this is known as the safest space on radio? So what's going to happen here is I'm going to immediately begin real soon to count you down, 5 to 1. We're going to first deal with the body. And dealing with the body, we're just going to submit the body here in the presence of our Heavenly Father in a secret place. Now, faith without the corresponding works, I can't repeat it enough, is known as dead faith. It is to your advantage to just take the deep breaths. And then you'll get comfortable because you'll understand something spiritually is awesome and good. And Father's putting his goodness on display for you. It is happening or about to happen. Submitting the body, if you have any wounds or scarring on the body, if you have any illness and sickness in the body, we're just calming down the symptoms. Now, the scarring and the wounds, I want to talk about this because if you are one who is in a crisis, you have to understand that crisis is a governing spirit over a territory, and it's causing havoc, causing terror. When you are in a crisis, crisis causes sibling chaos, and crisis and chaos wreak terror, wreak fear among those who are enduring it. But what you don't know is when you come through it, you are being clothed with trauma. Trauma that happens off of a present natural activity, situation, or circumstance. And this trauma clothes your body. So now you're carrying the residual effects from chaos and crisis. Understand post-traumatic stress disorder for those who have come through trauma and chaos. They are clothed with wounds and scarring, and it connects right to the brain. But we're connecting first, submitting the body. So here we go, everybody. You ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our bodies. Okay, we are submitting the body here in the presence of our Heavenly Father in the secret place on this Tuesday night. Shofars are being blown in the atmosphere, ministering to your body, mind, and soul at the same time. You're receiving heart surgery for some of you Night Eagles. And for some of you Night Eagles, you're getting ready to have some brain surgery. Jesus is going to do some brain surgery with you. And so we're going to do the next breath to breathe in the breath of life, submitting the body. Now, we talked about the scarring and the wounds and the sickness. These, the side effects, and everything else that comes with them. We're just calming them down. The symptoms, side effects, symptoms, we're calming this down here in the presence of our Heavenly Father by simply breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And there is a supernatural transfer happening when you're doing this here in the secret place. Now, I believe this. We have been doing this since 2010. It works for us. It has worked for us. Calming down the symptoms, calming down the side effects, and if you are dealing with an illness, if you're dealing with a diagnosis to the body, cancer, any diagnosis, schizophrenia, that's a mind, right? Dementia, any diagnosis happening, well, let's calm that down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax the body. About 10 more seconds. Take another deep breath if you're able to. Slow exhale. Slow exhale. Submitting the body is complete. We are traveling, transitioning over to the state of mind, your emotions, your logic, and your skill sets, your abilities of what you do, how you do what you do, I mean. And if you have any extra work, stress, responsibilities, obligations, and that causes your mind to be in overdrive, overly analyzing everything, micromanaging everything, number crunching. In other words, you just can't crunch enough numbers. You can't go to sleep without your mind racing. Well, it's out there in gear 8, 9, and 10. We got to get downshifted. We have to calm the mind down. And one practice, you can call it meditation. I call it a practice. Learn this from one of my spiritual dads, Apostle Henry. I miss him dearly. He taught me how to just say the name of Jesus. So I want you to repeat the name of Jesus right now. I'll give you a little bit of time to do this. So what you're doing is when you're repeating the name of Jesus, every name under his name shall surrender to his name. Now, this is a spiritual law. It gets confused with natural law because the mind gets in the way. It's like, no, how can that be? Because he's just Jesus. Well, Father gave Jesus all the power and all the authority from his glory, which makes his name above every other name underneath his name. So from the canopy of heaven to earth, just repeat the name of Jesus, depending on your relationship, whether you call him Yeshua, you may call him Yeshua HaMashiach, you may call him Lord, you may call him Jesus, Christ Jesus. Just repeat his name. Don't worry about the if you're screaming his name, crying his name out, that is A-okay. Remember, it is okay. You get permission to allow your emotions to come up. And this is an emotional thing, to just speak his name, to get some surrender. Now, when your cadence begins to slow down, what is happening in the realm of the spirit is that the natural realm is coming under surrender to the higher realm. Mind begins to slow down because your thoughts are slowing and you're verbally saying Jesus, 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 slowing down. That is a sign that the brain is coming under surrender to Jesus. Your emotions are coming under surrender. Your logic is coming under surrender and your abilities are being surrendered. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath. And let's relax the mind. One more time for surrendering. Go ahead and say the name of Jesus over and over. We're going to do a double on this one. Just repeating the name of Jesus, making sure we have complete surrender, breathing in the breath of life here. The cadence will come out. Let it come out. Remember to breathe. He is help, your help. He is your hope. He is here to surgically repair the brain override, the brain needing to have control, the brain needing to micromanage everything you do, everybody else around you. We're going to surrender this bad boy. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. Night Eagles, you're doing good here. We're at the apex breath. This is the trading breath right here. What happens here is I'm going to get you to stand up, move, get repositioned because I need your hands to be in front of you because I need you to hold a gift. This invisible gift is in your atmosphere. And yes, by faith. But see, this gift is going to connect to your soul closet. And as you get yourself situated, I'm going to get myself situated. Here in the secret place, the apex breath, this is the trading breath. The kingdom of heaven is about trading. When you understand Father, he is about trading. And he trades his goodness on display, you to you into the earth. And you trade what Father's given to you into your pathway, into your mission field. And you invest, you divest, you get the return on what you invest, and you bring that investment back to your Heavenly Father. That's called trading. But here, Jesus is talking about the stress tied to situations, your circumstances, and those of you who are in a crisis. Now, if you are dealing with a crisis, pay close attention to your breathing. If you're in a situation that is escalating, what we're doing is we're just calming this all down. At the same time, we're going to trade the burden. The wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Jesus says this to you, pay attention. This is in first person. Come to me, all of you who are working and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. That is verse 28. There's an instruction and a command wrapped up nice and tight with a promise. Jesus says he's going to give you rest. Now, we just did kingdom strategy, which was submitted the body in the presence of our Heavenly Father. We surrendered our mind in the presence of Yeshua because he told us that Father is in the secret place and he is seeing in the secret place, and there's a reward with Father. So your mind is surrendered, and now we're dealing with the soul closet because Jesus says this to you, take my yoke on you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He begins verse 29 with a trade command, a trade instruction. He says, take. Now, before you can take what's in upon his shoulders, which the yoke represents the government of the kingdom of heaven and the dominion, that is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Jesus is carrying on his shoulders the government of Father's heavenly kingdom, rules, protocols, and statutes. These are the kingdom systems. In the kingdom systems, Jesus possesses the kingdom culture. In the kingdom culture, the Holy Spirit possesses the behavior. So he says, take my yoke. Now I want you to begin right now, speaking every one of your stress. Now we're in the soul closet. Now you can't see your soul closet just as much as you can't see your own mind because your eyes can't see in the back of your head or in your head. And the soul is just as invisible as your spirit that Father has given you. Now, your soul closet, unearth the stress connected to that situation. Unearth the stress connected to that circumstance. Unearth the stress that's connected to that crisis. And if you are carrying stress days in, nights out, then that becomes a burden. This burden is, in the Greek, is known as fortizo. It's load-bearing, and it adds pressure to the body. It begins to affect the heart. Say hello to John chapter 14 and verse 1. And at the same time, it affects the emotions, your logic, and it can hinder your ability to get the job done. So in your soul closet, I want you to take that what's there, that burden, what you have been nurturing, what you have been hiding. Maybe you don't want someone to see it. Maybe you think it might burden someone else. Well, we're supposed to carry each other's burdens. No, Jesus said this to you. Come here, give me your burdens, and I will trade with you. Speak all the burdens into your hands, every last one of the burdens, speak them into your hands. I'm going to give you just a little bit of time to do that. He wants you to take the yoke that's on his shoulders. The yoke represents the government of the kingdom of heaven. That is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, when you understand what Father is telling the prophet Isaiah. And Jesus is telling you in the new covenant to every one of his followers, because this is a living word. Take my yoke on you and learn from me about my yoke. Learn from me about my government that Father has given me. And my government is his government. It's how he rules through protocols, statutes, and ordinances. And we are supposed to administrate and help in the rule into the earth realm. Speak all the stress. All the stress, get the stress out in the soul closet, depths of the soul closet. Jesus wants that burden right there. He wants that burden. You got to give it up to him. If you want something greater that's going to help you navigate, manage, and deal through your situations, your circumstances, and your crisis, then you want to trade. Sitting on the wall, sitting in the back, saying, no, I can't do that because I'm afraid, Jesus is telling you, he is not going to give you something that depreciates. He is not going to give you something mediocre. He's actually going to give you something tangible. And that help could be tied to the reward that Father has. It could be a person of influence or people of influence that are in that pathway. When you trade, they are there to encourage you, empower you, build you up, and perhaps open doors. I call them gold keys. That reward is based upon your participation here in a secret place. Here's the last call for the stress. Get it into your hands. Are you ready? That burden, we're getting ready to trade it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your hands, and trade your burdens with Jesus. Some of you are feeling leveling up, like you're feeling lighter, and what Jesus did was took the trade, and you are receiving something spiritually tangible that's going to help manage, deal, and navigate through. And I pray that the Lord now reveals, releases, deposits, displaces that reward from his glory to your person in this moment. If not in this moment, may he do it in the moments to come. And if not in the moments to come, may he do it in the moments hereafter. Thank you for trading. Thank you for being leveled up because you're being spiritually obedient here. I'm going to give you a minute because we're here at the critical breath. And I want you to take this breath very seriously because kingdom strategies are at play. We submitted the body. We surrendered the mind. And we traded with Jesus to receive spiritual, tangible evidence that's going to help you manage, navigate, and deal through. This is the next critical breath. I'm going to give you a little bit more of extended time here. Take this one in. Breathe in the spirit of restoration in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, give enough time there for that critical breath. I want to give you a little bit more time because it's essential that you really take in this serious. And the spirit of restoration is restoring the body that Father's doing the heart surgery in. So if their healing is happening to you, just bless his name. And there's restoration to the mind that we surrendered. Jesus is doing the brain surgery, reconnecting, refilling the joy, the peace, the confidence, the fear that was there, that was gripping. And here we are at the last breath, possibly one of the most important breaths that you're going to take. And see, we breathe every day of the week, right? And every day of the night, every living moment, we're breathing. But how much more is this moment for you? Now, I remind you of your attributes. The first one is you're important. Now, Jesus redeemed us. And when he paid the price for you and myself, saving us out of the kingdom of darkness and transferring us into his Father's kingdom. So we were transferred out of one inferior kingdom, taken out of one and transferred into Father's heavenly kingdom. And see, there is no greater kingdom than Father's heavenly kingdom. When you came through this transfer at salvation, you simply entered into a kingdom transaction, a spiritual transaction, being born again, being, what's the way I want to say, baptized by the Holy Spirit, given your birthright to see and eat and enter into the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit infilling your heart. This makes you worthy because you are carrying the Holy Spirit. You are possessed by the Holy Spirit in your heart. And the last attribute is simply that you are valuable. See, you're valuable to your Heavenly Father because you carry the same value of Jesus when he redeemed you. Now, this made you like your brother, Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image. So you're like him because of the Spirit in you who carries the DNA and RNA of Heavenly Father. And Jesus being the visible image of our invisible Heavenly Father, Colossians 1:15. Your value is crazy. Your value is just out of control. And so, I'm telling you, that phone's going off here. I'm so sorry. Your value, you are more valuable than the gold, the silver, the bronze, the copper, the precious stones, because you came through Jesus and have been returned to our Heavenly Father. You came through Jesus and have been returned to our Heavenly Father. So you are important to carry his Spirit. You are worthy to carry his Spirit, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father as a daughter and son. And so you can say it this way. You are important to receive agape love from your Heavenly Father. You are important to receive agape love. You are worthy to receive his love, and you are valuable to our Heavenly Father to receive his love. And this is the highest level of love. This is the highest method and function. And Father loves us in the same manner that he loved Jesus. Can you accept that? Sure you can. Do you have to understand that? Not right now, you don't, but as you live, building your faith, building your relationship, that understanding will come to you. Just believe it. And as you live, understanding will come. He won't keep himself from you. And this agape love, he wants to pour upon you, he wants to pour in you, and he wants to pour through you for the purpose for you here in the secret place. Understand this, write this down. Here in the secret place, you get to reciprocate this love. And when you reciprocate the love to your Heavenly Father, dreams upon dreams upon dreams come to you. Visions come to you. A deeper relationship comes to you. A deeper honor, a deeper respect. And you love yourself like you have never loved, experienced before. And this love, unless you walk away, will never be diminished. It's unconditional love. And practicing this love by speaking it back to him audibly, showing it to him physically, naturally. And this love projects out of us as we go into our pathway like headlights on our vehicles. It lights up the pathway, so that you can see and you can tell when love addresses people who are loveless and cold in their heart. And see, this love from Father, when he pours it upon you, pours it in you, and pours it through you, it attracts his sons and daughters. And honestly, there'll be some who don't want the love of Father, and they don't want to believe in Jesus. And that's not your problem. See, that's Father's problem. And all you can do is just be an extension of his love here on earth. So here we go. So Some of you are in worship mode. Some of you are praising Jesus. Some of you are in tears. Some of you are going through healings, manifestations of angels in your atmosphere. Dreams are coming to you. You're being completed here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath, night eagles. Lift your hands up and receive agape love from our Heavenly Father. That completes the secret place on this Tuesday night, heading into a Wednesday morning, deeper in the morning, to all of our night eagles all over the planet who are ahead of us across the Atlantic Ocean. Going to give you time to soak in this moment. We have a little bit of the show left to go here inside Night Moods for your time and moment to meet me over at the bridge. Got some things I want to share with you. How about some open heavens? We're going to do this teaching on Sunday night. If I didn't get to it, I'm going to do the podcast on it. I did a different podcast, went in a different direction with that. But while you soak here, we're going to go to a small break, transition over to the bridge, getting you into the inspiration side. Got a little bit of the show left to go. And we're going to open up the studio lines if you want to call in. If you've been impacted in the secret place, call in. 563-999-3685 is the number here at Night Moods. Thanks for being with me inside the secret place. Inspiration comes right after this break.
Hello.
Welcome to Through God's Eyes. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials and trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moods. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moods HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moods HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moods HDQ. Join me. Hey, welcome back into Night Moods on this Tuesday night. It's Michael. I am he. I'm here at the bridge. Inside the lab, just finished up a weird, awesome time. Crazy phone call. But I finished up a good time in the secret place. And you know what? If you have been impacted, send an email, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can send and have a conversation right on Twitter. Just type in nightmoodshq on any of our social media platforms, and you can share the impact of what you are experiencing inside the secret place. And so here we are. Now, this is the first time because, you know, we're not up against the clock or anything. Well, I'm here at the bridge, you're on this side of inspiration. I'm going to close out the show helping you to step in a greater measure of faith. And I'm going to do this on a deeper dive into understanding open heavens. You heard me talk about it in the secret place from time to time, and I don't know how many of you Night Eagles experience what is a wonder and a sign from Father. Now, I'm going to share a little bit here about open heavens with you, and the point of this is to encourage you to draw deeper in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, to get to grow in your faith, mature in your faith, daughter and son. And so you can join me on the podcast and just go to Night Moods HQ, NITEMOODZHQ, and you'll find the podcast on many podcast channels where you can subscribe, hopefully, and follow. We're going to be doing a bit of an extended version of what I'm going to share. A little bit of inspiration tonight. And it's kind of cool. I'm more relaxed than I have been. We have intercessors in the war room. Wife was just in the war room. As I was coming back here into the studio, and she is done getting ready to call it a night. So I want to say thank you, Jill, for interceding. And also, Elder Huckabee, my mother-in-law was going to kill me. And Apostle Brenda up there in Madison, Wisconsin, for being women after on fire who are petitioning, interceding for Night Moods HQ, the broadcast and media company, and the new radio station that's coming 11/11/22/126, the Genesis, jumps off of the launch pad. And I want you to know that you have an opportunity to become a new investor. You can simply do that right now. I'm getting the studio resituated. Got to make sure I got the atmosphere, new atmosphere playing with you, playing for you in the background here. You can go to givesandgo.com/Night Moods Launch and invest. And there is no minimum investment. There is no maximum investment on that platform. And your investment helps to fuel the mothership. We're going to be producing the radio station first. Their TV station is going to be coming sometime in the sixth or seventh month, hopefully, third quarter of 2023. So they got some work to do, and this is an impacting radio show that is in 17 nations right now, saying hello to all the Night Eagles. Not going to do it right now because I want to get into this real quick. But while I'm talking to you, you have an opportunity to maybe get on your laptop, your computer, or if you have two phones, or right after this show is over. How about that? After the show is over, go to givesandgo.com/nightmoodslaunch and invest and become an Eagle investor. And you're going to help expand the ministry of the radio show and the radio for the kingdom of God, an all-inclusive radio station launching later in November, just a little over 3 months away from that launch. And new servers up, speaking about that, new server, if you have a Discord account, go to Discord, type in nightmoods, hashtag 9811, fully functional server. We have channels up, and we're building communities there on that. And we even have an Eagle stage. We're going to be doing some events in the near future on the Discord channel. And also NFTs, if you're into cryptocurrency, digital currency, Nightmoods HQ is getting involved, and we're working behind the scenes for a VR game coming later in 2023. A lot of things preparing for the launch, and then after launch, we have some baby launches. And this video game is really kind of awesome. They're working on the storyboard right now. And so that's to impact bringing positive gaming to children and adults. That's what we're going to be doing. And using music, worship, praise, gospel, contemporary jazz, gospel hip-hop to impact our nations. And also educate. We're going to do a lot of education on the radio show, which is really kind of cool. And hoping we can open up some education centers and villages with markets producing sustenance for villages. We want villagers to come to the Night Eagles in their respective nations and trade funds and be able to get good food and water. And hopefully we can build some exceptional housing. And with the onlook of government looking at us and wondering how we're doing, what we're doing, and what's the purpose and what are we wanting to do. We just want to be peace and joy and love and impact arts and entertainment, the culture with the kingdom of heaven. We want to impact family with the kingdom of heaven. We want to impact media, and that includes internet, radio, television, with the kingdom of heaven. We don't serve a poor God, and he does not have weak materials and equipment. We're going to be producing professional, excellent shows and material for all of our nations to receive, get something from it, and then take what they're receiving and put it right back into the earth so that we're drawing all men unto Jesus through music, entertainment, culture, business. So that's what we're doing. And you can sow into that. You can invest and become an Eagle investor with us. So do that right now. We have a goal of August goal coming down the wire here a little bit. $17,000, two-year commitment for the radio station with radio.co. We're looking forward to that partnership already, doing a whole bunch of videos so I can get my understanding and learning of the technical matter and the business side of radio. It's really interesting. So here we go. Heavenly portals, for those of you who have never heard of heavenly portals, open heavens, in other words. I'm going to slide around here because I got four screens, and I want to make sure that I am giving you the business. Now, this is kind of interesting to me because we have been used to open heavens in our family for the past 10-plus years, and this began. I just got an alert. Now, I don't know how many of you get alerts on your calendar. I'm one of them, and we like to highlight. We actually record our experiences, encounters, engagements, and Father's kingdom in the realm of the spirit. And my mentors taught me this. They taught me this because we're supposed to be writing on our hearts. And so we're supposed to be living epistles. And so I learned a long time ago, in my engagements in Father's kingdom here on earth, and also in the realm spirit, you got to go with me on the podcast. Go a little deeper on it, but not right now. We just write. So we record. And open heavens are natural phenomena. But they're supernatural phenomena, but they're natural to Father. And this is how he enters different realms. This is also how his messengers enter realms into earth as well. They entered through open heavens. Now, open heavens can be understood this way. Okay? Under an open heaven, you and me alike, we are able, and my family, we and our ministry, we have been familiar. We get used to the functions of Father's realms of the Spirit. Under an open heaven, when an open heaven opens up, and I've had conversations, well, that's a halo. Well, no. A halo, you can see around the moon. It is a scientific evidence of atmosphere, right? But when you're looking at an open heaven, it is large enough that you can literally toss a rock and maybe with some help from angels get the rock through the open heaven. When you're under an open heaven, listen to this, you're able to communicate, petition with Christ and the kingdom of heaven without any hindrance. Father appears at times, and so does Yeshua appear at times in the open heaven. Visions and revelations increase in an open heaven. Prayers, healing, signs, wonders, and miracles manifest in acceleration in an open heaven because gates are opening up. Now, you're going to have to follow me on my podcast because I go all in on this. So subscribe to Night Moves HQ. You'll be able to get the latest podcast on this very thing. Miracles, signs, and wonders, prayers, sealed healings, angels come on and serve mankind. That's Hebrews 1:14. Instructions are released, deposited, and these portals are known as a grand opening, an imposing entrance, a gateway, an entrance up into heaven, an entrance descending down into the realm of the Spirit. And the point where the kingdom of heaven appears in the natural setting upon earth in our realm, it is the point of entry for Father and the presence of his kingdom. And it's where he comes through to inhabit his creation. Now, I'm going to give you a couple biblical references here. I want you to take a little bit over the next couple of moments, hours, couple of days, and see this for yourself. It's really kind of cool. Genesis chapter 18, verse 21. Genesis 19 and 1. Now, I'm going to go here real quick so I can get to Genesis 20. Can I get to Genesis over here? Hey, there we go. And two angels came to Solomon in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of Solomon. Now, two angels came. They came from the realm of the Spirit. Outside in the blackness and the expanse of the universe, they came in. Now, they entered into a gateway. So let me back up here, go a little further, 18 and 1. 21, Genesis 18, 21. I will go down and I will see. Now, you have to understand what he is saying here. To go down and he will see. In verse 20 of chapter 18, God says, But because the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great and because their sin is very serious, I will go down and I will see. Now, he is going to come from the throne into the earth to see against the outcry. I don't have enough time here because you guys have to go with me on the podcast and get the depth of this teaching. It is fascinating. I tell testimonies and witnesses to this very thing. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Got some more relaxation for you, some more inspiration. You can join me here inside the lab and invite your friends, by the way. Until then, I'm going to time out. Follow me on all of our social media platforms, Night Moves HQ. Thanks for being with me tonight. I'll see you right here in the lab. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Night Moves, close down.